All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Ben Berman with us. He's an EOS implementer, focus coach, business strategist, and team facilitator. So welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Grateful to have you here. So first one I got for you is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
So this story is probably kind of straddles the world between business and personal, but I have a late in life adopted brother. When I was running an art company a few years ago, I met this kid, young, hardworking, super focused, but totally not engaged. I mean, hardest worker I'd ever met, extremely generous, extremely kind, extremely bright, but just totally not engaged, and he was about to leave. So instead of him leaving, I convinced him to stay, renegotiate his contract, took him on as sort of my mentee, and he went from having a very troubled past, I came to find out. Drugs, selling drugs, involved with gangs, you know, basically your classic tough upbringing story, to now, with just a little bit of mentorship, and after my family met him, a quasi-adopted relationship, he's now on the way to running a company of his own and absolutely crushing it. So the reason I bring that up is I think it's important to really recognize that so much of what someone's life might be is only in the instant. And given the right support, given the right facilitation, given the right help, people are really capable of doing virtually anything, especially if the core values are there.
Dude, I agree. I always say too, like, you're literally like one connection away, just like one relationship from completely changing your life.
Right.
Like, always, dude. And like, and you can do it yourself. Like, and I read a ton of books, and that's all 100% can happen. Like, books have changed my life, but I just feel like the people, the mentors I've had in my life, those have been the biggest, just game changers. And it just one mentor, dude, it could change everything. So,
yeah. I mean, for both, I would say. So I've been on both sides of that mentorship equation, and I hope that my mentors benefited from me the way that I've benefited from mentoring others, because what you put out, it finds its way back to you, both in satisfaction, true happiness, and also just insights that you probably would have never seen yourself.
Yep, 100%. So my next one is, what's the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
I'd say there's probably going to be a theme on this, but you're not alone. So I work with second stage entrepreneurs, of businesses of all kinds, and their leadership teams to get what they want from their businesses. And I think that, you know, you spoke to it, right? We're both probably, pretty thorough readers. And I think most entrepreneurs have to be, but there tends to be that sort of hustle porn kind of mindset of, I have to be at the office 14 hours a day and I have to put in all this. And the truth is you can, and there's something very admirable about that. But I think equally admirable is being able to say, you know what? I want to get there. I want to get there faster. I want my team to suffer less. I want me to suffer less. So I'd say, yeah, you're not alone and there's help out there. So go get it.
Mm-hmm. And it probably ties in, but what's your best piece of overall business advice? So not necessarily industry specific.
Heavy questions, man. I like it. So I'd say that probably the number one piece of advice I would say is just go, right? Just go and try it, because it kind of ties into my favorite quote. If nothing changes, nothing changes, right? It's all this time we see people in their personal lives and in their professional lives, just wanting things to change, wanting more, wanting better. And yet they do nothing to actually change it. If you want the output to change, you have to change at least one of the inputs or do something differently.
Mm-hmm. And then if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
So I didn't mean for all these answers to string together, but I guess it's stuck in my head today. It's along those lines, which is don't use your fear as an advantage. You know, my dad's a really big influence on my life. And he always said he's badass attorney and represents firefighters when they get hurt. So a benevolent one too. He's not just out there. And what was amazing to me as a kid watching him is he worked so hard and he would always smoke the opposing attorney in the trial. And he said the reason he does it is because he's so fearful of losing. It's like, yeah, of course you love winning, but if you have that mindset of I just hate to lose, I just hate to be put in a position where I'm going to lose out on what could have been, I think that's a very productive fear that can be a great driver, at least for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I mean, fear can definitely be used to your benefit, I think.
Right. It's hardwired, right? So we might as well use it.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, there are things like you should fight through certain, like fear of public speaking. Like, you know, that's something to, I don't even want to say get over, but I think it's like get through. The more you do it, the more comfortable you'll become and the better you'll get at it. But what you're saying is a little bit different angle. Like you literally use fear to like work and win, you know, like you're using it in a way that it's actually motivating you.
Yeah. Yeah. So. It's not a coincidence. The company name we chose is Optimize for Growth. We're sort of obsessed with optimizing.
Yeah.
So along those lines, exactly what you're saying, if it's going to be there, right, you might as well optimize it for your use or use it as fuel to say, you know what, this makes me feel uncomfortable. Let me do it more until it doesn't. Right. Cause I don't like this uncomfortable feeling.
So my next one for you is, in your opinion, kind of going down a different path, what's the key to happiness?
I would have to say probably stopping every so often and enjoying things. I think so often if you're super type A and aggressive, there's nothing wrong with celebrating little wins. In fact, brain psychology says that if you celebrate those little wins, you're going to get a lot more. So I'm of the mind of, yeah, certainly use fear as a driver, but also like kind of like the carrot and the stick. I'm a big proponent in when you do something, when you do achieve a milestone, when you do reach a goal, celebrate it, enjoy, bask in it, because it's fleeting. So we might as well take those really amazing times in. And to that end, sort of a secondary answer is be present. You know, I know it sounds so trite in this day and age, but we're really headed towards being so enamored with our phones and always worried about the next step in the future. Just be here now.
And then what is the best book that you've read and what was the number one thing you learned from that?
I don't know that I would say that the best book that I've ever read, but a book that sticks out in my mind is 4-Hour Work Week. If only to understand that the value of your life is measured in time and not money. And the money always comes when you value your time.
And what is your favorite quote and why?
I think I probably alluded to it earlier. If nothing changes, nothing changes. But I have to turn it around on you. Do you have a favorite quote?
I actually do. And I think you'll like it due to your present, being present comment. So mine is, and I'm blanking on who it's by. It might be Confucius. It's literally two words, just be.
Oh, I love it.
That's it.
Right. Fantastic.
So dude, thanks for coming on. Last one I got for you. Where can our listeners best connect with you online?
Yeah. So obviously, you can find me on LinkedIn, Ben Berman, Optimize for Growth. But if you want to find out a little more about what we do or kind of what our philosophy is, it's O like orange, the number 4G as in optimizeforgrowth.com.
Got it. Thanks again, man.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you. And thanks for having me.